Angela Cherby. I'm here with two participants of the Final Cut program. The director Atiya Al-Daraji from Iraq for the film Path of Paradise, and the producer, also from Iraq, of course, of the same film, Zeina Al-Hariri. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Well, my first question is for you, Atiya. Can you tell us how did you know about this program and when did you apply?
حقيقة أولا أنا سعيد بأنه يسمع صوتي من خلال إذاعتكم للجمهور الموجود في فينيس.
I'm happy to be here in your recording room and to be with Venice audience in the festival.
حقيقة من خلال حاجتنا إلى بأن نحاول نلقى المرحلة الثانية من الفيلم هي البوست برودكشن أو عن طريق ساندرا قدرنا بأنه نعرف هناك أكو بوست برودكشن في مهرجان فينيس.
Well, it's the need of to find fund for post production for the film, and through Sandra, we know Sandra from previous festivals, and we knew about the final cut, and we applied, we got in.
Okay, I just want to ask you how difficult it is as a producer, Zeina, to fund a movie in Iraq, because for us it's a film word that's not well known. So can
yes,
you tell us
it is.
This?
It is difficult. It's difficult to produce it in Iraq itself. Never mind outside Iraq. At the moment, it's very difficult to get funds from Iraq, and that's why we are trying to knock on outside doors and get funds from worldwide, internationally, to fund Iraqi films to get the stories of Iraqi people out to the world.
Listen, Atiya, can you tell us something about the story of your film? The plot
القصة مال الفيلم
حقيقة يتناول القصة تتناول الموروث أو إحدى الطقوس الدينية في جنوب العراق يتناول أحد الأشخاص المسيحيين الذي يأتي من جنوب العراق من أجل أن يذهب إلى أحد الأماكن المقدسة وراح نشاهد ما يجري له في هذه الرحلة.
It's a film about a spiritual rituals that we do, the Muslims do every year. It's not only Muslims, even Christian people participate in it from all around the world. So it's a story of a Christian man who do go on this walk, on this march from Basra to Karbala, which is in the south of Iraq, hoping that his daughter will recover from the illness she has, and then we'll follow his story.
So how much money do you need to end this movie? I mean, I know it's a very blunt question, but you're here to close the film. Which is the production situation of the movie so far?
It's the film is still at the post-production stage. It's still in the editing stage, and we do need to finish the film. We do need $140,000 to complete post-production stage, from sound design, color correction, editing, and everything. So $140,000.
Okay, so I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
While we're talking, another guest joined us is Sharif El-Bindari from Egypt. Hello, Sharif. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Your movie is called Ali the Goat and Ibrahim. And the first question for you is, can you tell us briefly the story of the film?
Briefly, it's a story about Ali who fell in love with a goat.
slightly less briefly.
Okay, Ali is fall in love with a goat, and the other protagonist of my film is Ibrahim, who have voice attacks. He's hearing a very, very, very strange voices, and it's very strong and violent voices in his ears. Only him, he's listening to it. And they don't know each other, but they meet each other in at the spiritual healer who trying to help them to across their problems, both the problem of loving a goat and the problem of voices for Ibrahim. and he's telling them that you have a black magic, someone make a black magic for you, and to solve it you have to throw the three stones in the water bodies around Egypt, because usually who doing this kind of magic threw it in the water. So to solve it you have to throw the stone in the water. So they go together in a road trip around Egypt to throw the three stones, first one in the Mediterranean in Alexandria, and then they take another trip from Alexandria to Sinai to throw the second stone, and then back to Cairo to throw the third stone in the River Nile. It's a road trip film, kind of.
And which kind of, in which stage of production are you?
I'm in the middle of shooting. Yeah, I shoot around 50% of the film, and the rest is like other 50%. And I'm working on editing.
Okay. How was the budget? How is the budget of the film? How much is that?
Around euros, like 500,000
euros. Yeah. How did you know about this program? Did you know it already, or you just...
Yes, Final Cut Venice is a famous program for many people who work in the industry in the Arab world, and also I know Alessandra from Rome. Alessandra, the one who organized the program from many festivals before, and I met her in Berlin last February. And she told me, "You have to submit. You have to." In February I didn't start shooting yet. I start shooting in May, and then she's following me in June. Maybe she sent me an email. Which stage you are? I told her I just shoot 7 days. She told me send it.
Okay. So here you are.
Yeah.
So and how was the screen? How was the day today? How was the screening? Was it good?
It was good. Yeah. Good feedback. A couple of distribution companies contacted us, and so hopefully something will go on and we'll get something. But we don't know the results yet.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, but at least you have some feelings out.
Yes. So hopefully.
That wasn't for you, Sharif.
Yeah, I like it. Yes,
it was good.
Yeah, first time to watch. It's a very fresh material, and the first time to watch in a big screen. And it's a different experience.
I can imagine. Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. I thank Zinaya Zahiri, Atiya Daraji, and Sharif Elbendari, all of them from the Final Cut, version 3 in Venice. It was Angelo Cerbi.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.